Today is Thursday, April 24th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Neck Care Day because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we all need to take care of our necks. It's also National Bucket List Day for anyone who's dying. It's National Bucket List for anyone. National Teach Children to Save Day. We're all dying, actually. Just at different speeds. National Take Our Son and Daughters to Work Day. And it's National Pigs in a Blanket Day. I love a pigs in a blanket. You know, I should have, if I remember, for dinner, we will have a appetizer of a pigs in a blanket. Because I have some frozen pigs in a blankets. Pig in a blankets? Pigs in a blanket? In the freezer. So we will do that. All right, there you go. So I don't even know what I'm doing because I recorded three episodes on Sunday because I have a very busy week this week. It is super busy and I think I got through the weekend. So I'm just going to assume that I got through the weekend and start telling you guys about what has happened this week, which is actually not, I'm very busy. I'm playing in Mozart's Requiem. And the part is really simple, which is good because classical music is not something that I've done in a long time. But Mark and I both thought I shouldn't say no because the more I say yes, the more I'll get asked to play at things. And I want to get asked to play at things. Mostly I want to play in musicals. And my goal, it's not really a goal, but I would love it if someday these traveling Broadway shows that come through that Mark and I go to, if I was like a go-to trumpet player for those, I think that would be really fun to do that. But, you know, the people they get for that are better than me, generally. Maybe they're not, but I have this impression that they're better than me because I have low self-esteem when it comes to looks and trumpet playing and really cooking anything else that is a skill or something of mine. But so I assume that I'm not as good as all those people, but it just seems to me that they are at a higher caliber than I am. But it would be fun to play in those shows because those casts are professional and those are the highest quality other than going directly to New York that you're going to see of those shows. And so playing in them would be a really cool experience. And so we were just saying, when we were talking to each other about it, he said, oh, you know, you shouldn't say no to anything right now because you definitely want to be asked to do things again and you want to work your way. Maybe those musicians that you're playing with also have contacts in Walton Arts Center for the Broadway stuff. And so if they ask them, hey, do you know any trumpet players? They could go, oh yeah, Adam, he played with me in Mozart's Requiem, blah, you know. So, but it's classical and it's not something that I have done a lot frequently other than, you know, a wedding here or there, which it's been, I don't know, it's probably been 4 years since I played in a wedding. And so even that kind of classical music haven't really done. So that was a little bit nerve-wracking because I was like, oh, I don't have my classical chops. And I am playing a little bit louder than I should, and I'm trying to back off a little bit. The conductor kind of backed the trumpets off once. But I think it was mostly me because we play loud at my church and I just get in the habit of playing loud. So I have that and we had our first rehearsal on Monday and it was super simple. The strings are good. The string players are good, but they are not to the caliber that I'm used to string players being. So I don't know, you know, because normally if you're going to play a string, if you're going to play a violin, you're going to play a violin, especially if you get to the point when you're playing in these things that I'm playing in and you're a string player, you're probably a really good player at this point. And so you just kind of expect that your string section is going to be really good. Or at least I do. Maybe no one else expects that at all. But when I always just think, oh yeah, the strings and the, you know, woodwinds are going to be great. The French horns and trumpets are going to be pretty good. The trombones, you know, they're going to be okay. But anyway, so you just have these certain opinions that you kind of form in your head of who's going to be good. And I always think strings are going to be good. These strings, very, I don't know if you'd call it tone, but very pretty tone, nice, sound great, seem technically, you know, proficient, but they are either rushing or dragging. And so he'll be conducting and the strings will be either behind or ahead and they'll skip a beat because they, you know, and they'll end up on the wrong. And so we had to do a lot of repeats just for the strings. And the brass parts, the trumpet and trombone, is super simple. And so we were just sitting there most of the time. He didn't have many comments for us, not because we're better than the strings, but because our part is just super simple. And it was fine. You know, in classical music, if you're a brass player, you're used to sitting there for long periods of time because classical music has brass for punchiness, like effect. So if you're on a slow, melodic, you know, breezy song, you're not going to have a lot of brass parts on that. And you're going to have more flute and violins and cellos and, you know, that sort of thing. And trumpets aren't going to come in until you have the bump-a-da-dum, you know, or whatever. And so we're used to doing a lot of sitting around and then we play two measures or something because we're just playing a fanfare. And then we rest again for 25 measures or whatever. But we had a lot of that because he kept going back to the string parts and he wasn't really working any of the brass parts. And the string part is much harder. It's much harder. They have a lot of notes. A lot of notes. So on Monday, I did that. So I worked at home because I was like, I was supposed to work in the office, but we had this conference on Tuesday at work. The Spit Valve Factory did a conference for product managers at the Spit Valve Factory. And in our new auditorium that we have, or our new space. And so that was exciting and everything, but I had to go in for that, which is, you know, a 25-minute drive. And I didn't want to go 2 days in a row because I have rehearsals at night. This week is super packed. So I've worked 5 days a week. I had a conference or a summit on Tuesday that I had to be at all day at work. And then I had to go home and then immediately go to the rehearsal again. And then come home, eat, go to bed pretty much. And then on Wednesday, I thought I had a free night on Wednesday, but it ended up that I had a church orchestra rehearsal scheduled, but I decided I wasn't going to do that, that I was just going to skip that. And then I found out we had booked a ticket to a show, Champions of Magic, tonight, as I'm recording this. So no, Wednesday night is not a free night. Anyway, so back to what I was doing on Monday. So finished the rehearsal, you know, no big deal. Everything was good and not too much feedback for the trumpets, which is good because it means we were playing everything as expected. And then I went home. I had pre-cooked chili because I was trying to avoid doing fast food. Also, I had a bunch of meat that I needed to cook. And so I was like, I can't be doing fast food because I've got to use this meat before it goes bad. So all my ground turkey. And so I'd made chili during the day and I had Mark make rice in the rice cooker and we had chili and rice for dinner when I got home. So that was that night. And then on Tuesday we had the summit. The summit was fine, but I'm an introverted person more and more and more as I get older. I don't like meeting new people. And I don't like small talk. I just, It's more because I feel nervous. I'm just a real big people pleaser, and I just have all these thoughts and feelings that I don't want to have, and so it just makes me very tired. And so I sat in the balcony, like as far away from people as I could get, all day long. Oh, well, I don't know if I'm going to have time to tell. So I've been taking an antibiotic, and so it's been making my stomach feel a little bit weird in the mornings and pukey. And I was in my car, and I was on my way to the summit, and I felt like I needed to puke, and I couldn't hold it back, and I puked into my mouth, but I couldn't. I was driving. I had to swallow it because I didn't have anywhere to, but it was just saliva. I had not eaten anything. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.